Sunny?
Well, yeah, unless somebody else.
Now, we don't need a story, and we can do this pretty covertly, but tell me, give us a little bit so we know what we're dealing with.
Well, bad habit. I've actually struggled with addiction a lot of my life in different ways, different things, now I've been investing with stocks for a long time and with various success rates. But what I found is that sometimes it feels like gambling, and it feels like compulsion, and I feel like I've
got to do it.
Spent too much time obsessing rather than what I'm really wanting is to just it be this other way of a multiple stream of income that is just gets its certain amount of focus instead of like this compulsion energy that feels like addiction. So I'm kind of like checking.
When you say compulsion. How do you know when to get that? So in other words, let's say I had to fill in for you. You're going to take off, do something else. I assume I meant the computer, the way you did that.
Yeah.
So how would I know when to get the compulsion? In other words, teach me how to do your issue.
Well, you just keep looking at, staring at the screen and staring at all the different possibilities and you know, I mean, it's good to do research, but there's this element of...
Okay, so I'm looking at the screen. How do I know when to get the compulsion, though? Because it's not there the whole time, right? You said there comes a time when it happens.
Yeah.
So this is making the unconscious conscious. So it takes a minute. You know, if you think most of our lives are spent with all these unconscious processes going on, to take and make them conscious is an effort. But one nice way to get to something like this is to say, teach me how to do it. If I had to fill in for you, how would I do this? And that way, he's really got to make it conscious in order to teach me.
Well, I guess it's that I'm mentalizing this fantasy outcome that is
mentalizing.
Yeah.
That's interesting spin quality to that.
So I'm mentalizing this outcome and I'm thinking about, oh, I'm gonna have this outcome, and then I start making pictures of this outcome. Instead of when I've been successful at it, I'm tuning into
So when this. You start mentalizing, what does that mean exactly?
Well, it is separate from my actual gut intuition. It's all up here.
And is it pictures, voices?
Yeah, it's
talking to yourself?
It's pictures.
What are they?
Well, it's pictures of like, you know, this stock going up.
Okay. So I'm looking at the computer. I see the stock. How would I know to get pictures of it going up and being valuable, more valuable?
I'm not sure.
Do you do that with every stock?
There's no. No, I have a success strategy. This is the unsuccess strategy.
Right.
Where it's like.
So how do you know to do it on a particular stock? When's the last time you did it?
It was several weeks ago, actually.
Put yourself back there.
Okay.
Remember the stock?
Yeah.
Okay, so put yourself there. You're looking at this stock. How do you know to start mentalizing, which is making a bunch of pictures?
So well, actually, the first thing I'm aware of is a feeling in my gut.
Okay, so how do you know to get this feeling? In other words, feelings don't come first. Feelings always come after.
I make a picture.
Of what?
Of the stock going up.
Okay, so I see the stock. Make a picture of it going up, and I get this feeling, and it's like, then that's starting the mentalizing process.
Yeah.
So look and notice what you see exactly with that when you see the stock going up. Do you see figures? Do you see?
Yeah, it's a graph.
It's like a graph?
Yeah.
Okay, so see the graph? So look at the stock and see the graph and see it going up really high. How's that? Do you get some of it doing that?
Yeah.
Can you see it? So what? So now I think we're at the right address.
Yeah.
Got it? Okay, now let that go. But you know what it looks like in your mind, right? Okay, so that's the cue image. That tells him when to get this craving feeling, or however you'd call it, this excited thing that then gets him mentalizing and gets him into trouble. So, Sonny, what is it you want instead? You said you wanted to just execute your strategy and stay focused? Or?
Yeah, I want to be anchored more in the intuitive of what is actually going to happen and be in the space, instead of like trying to picture what I want to happen and then act off of that, I want to act off what
is happening.
My intuition of what might actually happen.
And you've like done that before too, right?
Tanking.
You had those moments?
Yeah.
And it could be a different place, but you know what that's like. So make an image of Sonny out here in front of you, kind of face to face, and see this Sonny as the guy that's totally resolved this, and he can do the stock market trading just the way he wants to. And he's calm and cool and collected and all those things that you just demonstrated with your face and body. And he's going ahead with a strategy that he knows will work and is using his intuition appropriately. Got a sense of him?
Yeah.
How's he look?
He looks...
looks good.
Handsome.
Right? Handsome. Yeah. By the way, you want to see the person you're working with kind of go, I want that, you know? That's what you really want, isn't it?
Okay.
So, let's do this. Take that image of the you want to be, that looks just the way you want to be, and shrink it down to a dot. And just kind of hold it in your mind somewhere. And now look at the picture of the stock where you, just before you start mentalizing and getting this feeling, see it, a big bright one. And down in the corner down here, put the little picture of you.
Okay.
The you want to be.
Yeah.
And so we're going to take the picture of the stock, look at it now, and move it down and move the other one up. So you're stirring, there you go.
Yeah.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, now let that go. Image of whatever gets you into it. Little image of Sonny down here, and then swish. That's a swish. And let that go. Image. Sonny. There you go. And there you are, being just the way you want to be. Mm. Got it?
Yeah.
Let it go one more time. Now, image. Now, let that all go. Take a big breath. Now, think about, put yourself at the computer and watch the stock that you're interested in.
Okay.
What happens now?
It's like I'm a little more observer.
Okay. So on this time, how many more times would you need to do it, do you think?
Oh, I'm, switch. That's what I'm saying, that's where I'm wanting to be, is more observer.
Let's do a couple more times.
Okay.
So see it one more time, big image. Of a stock you're interested in, little image of you down here. And that's right. Excellent. Break state. Break state in between each time. Big image, little image. Okay. Now, shake it all off. And get in front of your computer in your mind's eye. And I want you to try like crazy to get that old feeling back. Try in vain to get it back. But you really want to try. Okay. So what's the next time you're going to be doing your stock work? Tomorrow? The next day?
Yeah, after that? It could be tomorrow, actually. Yeah.
Okay, so put yourself there. You know where you are. That's your, I assume it's in your office at home or something.
Mm-hmm.
So put yourself there. Mm-hmm. And you've got some stocks you might be interested in, or you're starting to look them over. Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. And you all see the pop right back in. So he moves back and his eyes change. Okay, nice job, Sonny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was really helpful.
Questions for him?
Any sounds?
You could have sounds in there. Are you asking him if there's sounds?
Okay. Do you have any sounds?
Well, you know, there may have been, but I really felt that in that process, just the imagery was the main thing that like helped it sink in. And I feel like maybe the sounds will come, that I'll be aware, that I wasn't aware of them in that process. I'm sure they're there.
Yeah. So you can think of this as a visual swish. You can do an auditory swish too. Or you can do a complete one where it's auditory and visual and then swish it. But if you're, you know, if you're working with stock in front of your computer, there's probably not much sound going on, unless it's your own internal dialogue. Now, if you'd said something that indicated that, which you didn't, like, wow, you know, I just heard some tonality. Like, I really want that, you know, then I might suspect there's a voice going on in there.
He's probably watching my eye access and cues too. Yeah. I mean,
well, I want to be watching everything. So you want to watch for breathing, skin color, all of that stuff. Make sure that the cue image is something the person really wants. I mean, the self-image is something the person really wants. Like, you demonstrate that well. It's like, yeah, that's what I want to be like. So you want to really see that kind of thing. So again, when you're the NLPer, you want to use your own body and your own sense of whatever it is to help drive that more for him. When you have the cue image that drives the bad feelings, like, here, you got this. Take that and then move that into it. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. For him or me?
Frank, what were you experiencing when you did the swish?
Well, sometimes I was like, oh, I need to get, do I have the old image? You know? And then he would be swishing, so I'd be like, okay, well, actually, as long as I have a sense of it, and then as long as I see the image I want to see at the end, that's cool. When we first started beginning, I could see it clearly, and then each time it was harder and harder to actually even access the old image.
Did you notice yourself, like, your movements?
Mo said, did you notice yourself, your movement, like this moving back?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
he's pretty aware, but some people might not. Okay, any other questions for Sunny? Notice that didn't take very long, did it? In fact, we didn't start till 7 minutes after. And so I'd asked you to think of it, and we described it and talked about it first. So the whole thing took about 10 minutes. Thanks, Sunny.